Ready to broadcast the COVID-19 post-pandemic show. Anytime now. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Send lawyers, guns, and money.
Joe Thomas in the morning, and if we're singing lawyers, guns, and money, we must be talking about Gourmelt's up in Fred Vegas, restaurant, nightclub, bar. Well, not bar anymore. The bar is there. Alcoholic beverages are gone. The ABC, a group, a police department, a bureaucracy police that we're well aware of here in Charlottesville for chasing down rogue cases of seltzer water across parking lots after they missed the ID checks. They're well known in this area as closed down a business because they wouldn't comply with Governor Northam and his mask mandates back in the day. And a great piece written on the Gourmelt's issue on townhall.com by Jonathan Emord, who is one of the great constitutional attorneys out there. And I appreciate him taking some time out with us this morning. A wonderful piece, Jonathan. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well,
Joe. Hang on a second.
This is such an outrage.
It really is. So the title of the piece, if you're looking for it, is Rogue Virginia ABC Sends Police to Enforce COVID Lockdown. The one question I have, is this Rogue ABC? I mean, this is when Ralph Northam announced all of his COVID regulations, he said, we're going to empower the ABC to enforce this along with the Department of Health. That said to me right on the face of it that he had no constitutional authority, so he was going to use his permit. Culture to enforce his dictatorial rule.
That's right. This thing is unconstitutional, this executive order number 72 that he issued on December 14th, but it was withdrawn by him in May of 2021. Here we are in December of 2022, and this board, despite the fact that they had no executive order in place, mm-hmm. proceeds to enforce it nonetheless by seizing all the alcohol in this place, sending some 25 police of various stripes in, armed, into his restaurant, and essentially shutting down that restaurant by confiscating the alcohol. This is a five-member board on the ABC, all Democrats, all appointed by Northam. And you have Matt Strickland, who's a war hero, Republican, he's going to run for the Virginia State Senate, owns this restaurant. This really reeks. I mean, this is a situation of abuse of power. They had no underlying authority. It was revoked. They proceeded against him anyway. He defiantly refused to abide by these ridiculous and unconstitutional restrictions. I mean, this is nuts. This 72, Executive Order 72, required individuals in Virginia to stay home between the hours of midnight
yeah.
and 5 a.m. That's unconstitutional.
Of course.
Did that by executive order. Gatherings of more than 10 people were prohibited. People don't remember this. This is old news, right? This is the old stuff, and they're enforcing it
still
now.
Well, what about, you know, and I know that one of the things in this zeal to make marijuana legal in the Commonwealth is this debate over whether, somebody who had been charged with marijuana possession before the laws changed, per se, would be allowed amnesty for that. Oh, how does this not apply the same, attitude, from the same leftists?
Well, you're actually right on point. I mean, We're at this point, we're in a situation, unfortunately, where resort to the courts is not possible. I've been hired just recently by Matt, and unfortunately, legal recourse is really not available to him anymore.
Oh, man.
So the only solution is the governor. The governor has stood for this, that is, he stood for the proposition that people ought to be free
mm-hmm.
and not be restricted in this way. He's rejected all of these mandates, which is greatly to his credit. But look, you've got a rogue ABC board under the executive branch, under the governor, acting in this way. Now, what I'm hoping is that the governor will respond to that by, granting amnesty for all similarly situated people who are mm-hmm. now being punished by the ABC board I mean, all we know of publicly is Matt, Strickland and Gore Meltz. But if they're doing it against Matt and Gore Meltz, they can do it against anyone else, and they can and may well be doing it against other people too.
And we saw the case out of Lynchburg with the health club down there that ran afoul of this as well. Jonathan, so why, and I guess maybe this is better question for the governor, why didn't he appoint a new ABC or change the seats that he had permission to before they decided to get their punitive on?
Well, you'd have to ask the governor that question, and it may be that it was in the works. We're asking him to do that. I've sent a petition to the governor and to the attorney general, Jason Mayorkas, asking them first to have an opinion from the attorney general as to the legality of this. I think this is an interesting situation. I mean, if the governor himself, Northam, withdrew this order, and yet an agency continues to act on it and enforce it, does that mean that any time a governor issues an executive order, an agency can run with it even after the governor revokes the order?
That's a scary proposition.
Then no governor could issue an executive order, because the governor would know that the circumstances justify an executive order that would result in his termination of it, or termination of a prior governor's order, was meaningless.
Yeah. It's a scary... So... What comes next? I want to leave you with that thought. Jonathan E. Mord, author of The Authoritarians, and gosh, it's like every day I could call you about the new authoritarians and potential Senate candidate in 2024. Can I hang on to you, though, because I want to ask what comes next, because the 2023 election is looming, but I've got to run to a break here. Can we hang on to you?
Sure.
Central Virginia's source for disinformation.
I would say we do take extra precautions.
And dead information.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning, visiting with the author of the best-selling book, The Authoritarians, constitutional defender, attorney, as well as working with Matt Strickland of Gore Meltz there. We've reached out to Matt. We've emailed him, but I was concerned that certainly if there was still litigation pending, he might not want to come back on and make that difficult. But, Jonathan, you're saying that the courtroom applications for this have been used up. There are no more appeals on this attack on his business from the ABC?
Well, that's the ABC may take further action if they're fools, but they are.
Yeah,
but as far as the present actions are concerned, they've largely exhausted that. This is something that is in the governor's lap, and I think he's the man who can really fix this. If, for example, he were to halt enforcement of these defunct orders, that would help by ABC. In addition, if he would grant amnesty to everybody who's been accused or being prosecuted by them, that would help. And I think if he were to investigate the board, and if there's evidence of bias, which I think it's quite obvious there is, remove the board and replace it.
Lump them in with the parole board while you're at it. I mean, we've got a long history of these authoritarians, like, to nod to your book, and the way their boards and commissions seem to operate. But this is really existentially what President Trump was about, with these unelected anonymous autocrats with police departments, Jonathan, and well-armed ones.
And it's insane, they take away your freedom to congregate, your freedom of association, your free right to travel, your liberty interests and rights under the 14th Amendment, by telling you such ridiculous things as no Virginian can leave their house between 5 and 10 a.m.
Right.
I mean, between midnight and 5 a.m.
Yeah.
How is it that they do that? And then on the assumption that everyone has to wear a mask indoors, that's what this thing would require everyone to, you know, that's what it required. Everyone who's indoors mm-hmm. in the presence of one other person was required to wear a mask.
Well, what about the court? Obviously, this ABC raid followed the court's ruling against Gormelt and Matt as he was challenging this. How does that even happen? I mean, how the expression clowns in gowns offends some people sometimes, but how does a judge sit there and say, well, the law is gone, and he stands accused of violating a law that's gone. So case dismissed. Get out of here. How does somebody rule against Matt in this case?
Well, I think that even though I have my differences with how this thing was dealt with by the prior counsel for Matt, nonetheless, if you're in a judicial position and you have the opportunity to rule, and you know can take judicial notice of the fact that this thing is no longer in force, and that in addition to that, there's no predicate other than this executive order to go against them. That is, no health and safety problems, no issue where somebody's complaining about the restaurant.
Right.
None of that. The only thing they had was he allowed people into his restaurant after midnight to come in. He allowed people to congregate in the restaurant without wearing masks. He allowed people, and you know, but we now know that the whole argument that they based it on, the science, was simply not there. It's absurd right. to think that if you keep people in their homes from midnight to 5 a.m., you're helping matter. In fact, we know that if we force people into their homes, it actually increased the spread. We know that people outdoors don't have that. This is a well-ventilated restaurant. They didn't have problems with COVID.
But this is also,
I mean, what's going on?
His own representatives in the General Assembly never had any say about this, because this was just executive fiat there. And so what is the next step in this? You mentioned the governor. The governor is being tarred and feathered. I saw one Twitter feed that equates Matt Strickland to Kanye West in Governor Youngkin's world, because Governor Youngkin is seen in pictures at Gormelt's. So is the left boxing the governor in to force him to not act on this because they've already tarred and feathered him with it?
Well, the governor stands on principle. I believe that the governor is a great man, and I think that he will rise to the occasion and take care of this problem. I'm counting on him. I mean, I've petitioned the governor and the attorney general to act, and I've done that in writing, and I'm hopeful that they will, and I think they will. I think that this is a situation that, you know, it offends his fundamental premise on this issue. And furthermore, the legislature acted, you know, to restrict the executive order power of the governor, preventing the governor from proceeding with an executive order more than 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
And while that, you know, that's a clear indication of both legislative intent to constrict the use and enforcement of the COVID executive orders from Northam, and it's consistent with Governor Youngkin's administration that the people not have their liberties violated in order to enforce those old things. And furthermore, even Northam dropped it in May of 2021. Here we are in December of 2022, and the ABC is trying to run out of business somebody based on a violation of a defunct executive order for which there was never any proof of harm at his restaurant.
Right.
This is really overreach, and it's beyond that. I mean, this is just thuggery. It's using government power, police power, to beat up an innocent man. I mean, this man is a veteran. He served in combat in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hero, and his position is, I'm not going to give up my liberty at home when I fought and put my life on the line to preserve it overseas.
Nor as he should have to even be in peril of. Jonathan, where can people follow you? Should they follow this on Town Hall or shut? It's emord.org, correct?
Emord.com, but Town Hall.com has that article. and just try to follow Gore Miltz wherever you can.
Yeah,
and if you can, send word to the governor that you want him to act. I think we need to ask the governor to act as a body of the people of Virginia.
Coincidentally, Jason Miaris is going to be on Thursday's program, unless he hears me say that and then all of a sudden doesn't. And that'll tell us a lot, but we're going to talk about it then when he is. Jonathan Emord, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Seville's home for the holidays.
Merry Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho! Santa coming to town!
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.